This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay.
Anthony Cumey is coming up. You want to stay with us for that? Right now, let's go to the callers. I'm sorry I've been holding so long, Mike. Mike in Iowa, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, brother. Well, I mean, Trump's about to kill the looting of Fannie and Freddie Mac. That's totally illegal. That's beautiful. He fired that turd Comey. I love it. In fact, the word is Trump is taking the gloves off. Is going on the offense. That comes directly from, let's just say, very close to the president. Go ahead.
Well, I first want to say I'm very glad to talk to you. I listened to your 30-hour broadcast. It was amazing. A lot of great people on there. A lot of information to get out to everybody. I just want to shout out to my daughter. Today is her 5th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Thank you. Well, my question is that through me watching your show and through me following into politics, started watching your show in about 2004, 2005, around that period. I have started to notice the trend in the disalignment of the two-party system into what now I've seen. Some say there's a seven-party system. There's even more minority parties into that. The lack of unification within these parties is very detrimental to the United States in itself, especially considering that the parties have so much in common, you know, between the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, Republican Party, etc. So my question is, what do you think is going to happen going down the road here? Trump obviously pulled out a win. I voted for Trump. I'm supporting him now, even though, you know, some stuff is going on. So going down the road, is there going to be a realignment of the parties into a unified two-party system again, or what else is going to happen?
Well, that's a sophisticated question. I appreciate your call. You have whole college dissertations on a subject like this debated all day. I kind of see it as a good thing that the parties are getting more fractured. That makes them more different. And the Freedom Caucus and the Libertarians taking over the Republican Party. And Trump is ignoring the establishment and is at war with the establishment Republicans and the Democrats as a whole. The Democrats are becoming more of a cult. The Republican Party is proving itself more free and more open to reform. The Green Party has become more socialistic, but it was founded like that, so what do you expect? It's up to us. If we run as libertarians, as patriots, if Democrats run as people that are more, you know, reformists that want free market, then we can reform the Democratic Party, too. I think more parties is good. So if we have broken up groups inside the two parties, that's kind of a natural progression that factions are going to form. So I don't even see what you're seeing. You're seeing it as bad. I'm seeing it as good. And so the Freedom Caucus scuttled that bad health bill. Now we got a lot better one. Rand Paul's saying it's a lot better. I've looked at it. It's a lot better. Now the Senate's going to try to screw it over. Well, Trump's just going to kill the funding, not letting him loot Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. There's more than one way to skin a cat. If you really look at what Trump's doing, forget some of his rhetoric, patting Henry Kissinger on the head and all that. He's actually trying to get business deals done for us. He's bringing in jobs. He's killing TPP. He's cutting the U.N. funding by 50%. He's gutting them, man. And he is flooding jobs into the United States. I hate to be such a cheerleader. It's just I'm sitting here every day looking at what's really going on. And then you got the Democrats sold out to foreign multinationals saying, we're Russian agents. Trump just turned all the coal on. That just cut Russian gas and coal prices by half. He just devastated Russia. It wasn't done on purpose. I mean, it's our coal. He's increasing our military. He's doing all this. Listen, I'm going to send everybody here that's holding, including Matt, if he's still there, a free T-shirt of your choice. That's full of bad people holding over an hour. Joel and Jason and Cody and Zachary. I just want to cut in Anthony Cumey's time. That's a lot of work for John Harmon to do, but just get their names, get their numbers, get the T-shirt they want, and I'm going to mail everybody a T-shirt of your choice. A Mulan Labe, Conservatism is a New Counterculture, a Trump Pence shirt, whatever you want from InfoWarsStore.com. And for all the listeners out there, please support us. Please get the nutraceuticals and more, because that's how we're funding this operation in the face of all the demonization and more. Now, Anthony Cumia is coming up from CompoundMedia.com straight ahead. So get ready.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online. Line with no prepayment fees and no collateral required, and you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8181 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8181.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony Cumia, in for InfoWars.com. Very excited. My God, I love what Donald Trump is doing. I love this. Not only has he fired an ineffectual director of the FBI, but he is doing it in such a way that it is driving the left insane. I can't tell you how fun it is to go on social media and see them losing their minds yet again. Since he started running for president, when he started getting a lot of traction, we remember the hilarious debates, and we saw the left just melting down during this whole thing, culminating with his victory. And then after the inauguration, it has been nonstop Trump trolling on the left, and they are trying to stop him at every turn. There is nothing he can do that the liberal Democrats will not throw giant roadblocks in front of. I think this is one of the real strengths of Donald Trump. He does have persistence. This guy will keep going. I don't think they can get him to back down. I honestly don't think he feels defeated at any time when these Democrats constantly throw roadblocks. Doesn't matter what he does. Everything he does will be looked at as if Hitler did it, of course. It will be horrible for the American people, horrible for democracy. That's their entire line with every single thing he does. So I get on Twitter on a daily basis, and I am embroiled in so many brawls on Twitter on a daily basis. And I see what the left is doing and thinking, if you can call it thinking. It's based 100% on emotion. I have never seen a group of people so ignorant on a topic, yet so emotional about it. They don't, the facts mean nothing. I have read things about the impending impeachment of Donald Trump for a while now. And now the new thing is, and this is great, treason! Whoa! Look out, they're going to get Donald Trump on treason. Where is this? Can someone please produce anything that even shows that there is any type of criminal investigation going on with against Donald Trump? There has been no evidence. There has actually been evidence to the contrary that whatever investigation the FBI is doing appears to be. Now, I don't have the information either, what the FBI has and what they're investigating. But it appears to be, if you use a little of that deductive reasoning, it appears to be they're investigating how the Russians were able to obtain Democratic emails during the course of the election. And those, of course, we remember got out on WikiLeaks, and we read about Podesta and Hillary and the emails, the questions from CNN that were going to Hillary. All this stuff that came out just showing how despicable and corrupt and criminal the Democrats are. That's what's being investigated. Now, the left can spin this around. They're children. They are. They think their mindset and their thought process is that of children. So they see this and think, well, it must be a treason investigation against Donald Trump. Again, not an iota of evidence supporting that. I have gone on record on Twitter offering people $1,000. $1,000 cash. If you can show me one piece of evidence that shows Donald Trump has been treasonous, and I will even include his pre-presidential tenure as a businessman. Show me one iota of evidence where Donald Trump can be tried and convicted of treason. Do you understand what treason is? A president will be tried for treason. They're children, drama queens. They see something and immediately jump to these conclusions. And then I get crap from them on Twitter saying, well, you don't have any evidence that he's innocent. Again, just childlike. It's adorable in a way. You look and just go, oh, you're so stupid. You're just so stupid. And they question that. And I answer back like, hey, none of us have anything. But it shows that there isn't any evidence out there yet showing that the president has done anything inappropriate as far as his campaign went and his presidency. Nothing. But that nothing to them is it must be treason. The nothing to me is I don't see any evidence of anything. And when I say that, oh, you'll support him no matter what. Yeah, I'm supporting him against baseless treason allegations. I would assume any American would want to defend the president of the United States, especially if you voted for him, but you'd want to defend any president against baseless accusations of treason. The highest crime that could possibly be committed by an American citizen, never mind the president of the United States. But they run with it. I've likened them to children. When you see a parent trying to get a child out of a Toys R Us, isn't it sad to watch? No, I want to stay. And the parent has to literally drag them out. That's how they're acting. And these, by the way, are the same people 24 hours before the election. 24 hours before the election and the whole time before the election, but right up until the minute that he was elected, they were freaking out that Donald Trump would not say he will absolutely accept the results of the election because of all the garbage that he had seen piled on top of him by the media and by the crooked Democrats over the course of the campaign. And he said, hey, I'm going to wait until I see the results of the election, see if they are legitimate, because there was a lot of allegations of illegal aliens voting and whatnot. So he wanted to see that. It was right after the election they started. They started after saying this would be unbelievably detrimental to our democracy if Donald Trump would not accept a democratically elected president of the United States, knowing that at the time they were positive it was going to be Hillary Clinton. How dare you say you aren't sure or you want to wait and see? Well, right after the election until right now, and well into the future, they have not accepted this election worse than any time ever in history. I have never seen a group of people lose their minds over an election, not accept it, not accept the president, and throw as many roadblocks as possible. And I'm not just talking about liberal citizens. I'm talking about politicians, the media. Oh, my God. If you could sit in front of cable news or God forbid, network news, does anyone even watch that anymore? But if you could sit in front of any cable news, and I'm including Fox in that these days, and actually believe that they're giving you the truth, facts, you're out of your mind. You really need professional help if you think they're giving you the truth. I was, I'll bring up Twitter in a discussion, a heated discussion with some people, and they started bringing up polls. Well, the polls say, and I had a laugh. I had to LOL. You're believing polls after what the media did with their polling over the course of the campaign, right up till the election? Anyone that puts any stock in news polls, again, needs their head examined. But I believe if you're just a liberal, you really need your head examined. There it is. He created jobs is the funniest thing I've read today. So thanks for that. I'm sure those facts are the reason his poll numbers are plummeting. And I wrote, no, the funniest thing you read today is that you still have faith in news polls. That's the funny part. Because after what they did during the election, at the campaign, how do you put any faith in the news? And that's why alternative media, what's called alternative media now, which is becoming what people are going to for their factual news, are things like Infowars.com and, of course, CompoundMedia.com. But you watch that with this kind of mindset that you think you're getting the truth. You're not. You're not. The Comey firing. Another thing about the Comey firing was the liberal Democrats saying, well, the timing is terrible. Please tell me when a good timing would have been that they wouldn't have complained. The day after the election? A month? Now? They're just going to complain and set up roadblocks at every single thing that Donald Trump tries to do. And that is very counterproductive and un-American. We will be back in a moment. Don't you go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in for Infowars.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
Ladies and gentlemen, Survival Shield X2 is about to sell out at InfoWarsLife.com as we face a major supply issue. Survival Shield X2 is quickly selling out at InfoWarsLife.com. We face a major threat to our deep earth iodine crystal supply. We have received word that major groups are now moving in on our iodine source and are attempting to buy up all the pure iodine they can. Just like we have to stop selling Super Male Vitality for months because of a Shilajit. What, I really need phonetic spelling on that, but there seems to be a shortage of a very key part of male vitality. We could soon be out of iodine for an unknown period of time. Secure your bottle of Survival Shield X2 before we completely sell out soon at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. That's InfoWarsLife.com. I don't know what word that was. It's crazy stuff, but I'm sure it's amazing. Amazing for you, for your male vitality. I want to touch a little more on the Comey firing here. It really is astounding. You watch the Democrats, and I'm talking Chuck Schumer, and this Maxine Waters is a cartoon character. She's a cartoon. You watch her, and it's like, what is this? She's out of her mind. These, by the way, the same people that were clamoring, just calling for the firing of Director Comey the entire time during after the election. Once he put those papers out about Hillary's email and Huma and Anthony Weiner and people said it changed the course of the election. The left and the Democrats have been trying to oust this guy. They wanted him out. He was a traitor to them. Treasonous, mind you. And fired was one of the nicer things they said. Some people were actually advocating his execution. Some people wanted him imprisoned. Others wanted him completely off the planet. I don't know how that would work, but that's what we saw. And then Trump fires him. And they lose their minds. They just lose their minds, saying that this is an awful thing. Like, we need a special prosecutor to step up and investigate what we have seen as nothing. Yeah, Hillary herself has asked for the ouster of Comey. Comey wouldn't have lasted a day if Hillary Clinton did win the election. But between Hillary and Bill, it really is amazing that everything the Democrats are railing Trump about is old hat for the Clintons. Old hat. This firing of an FBI director is unprecedented by Donald Trump. Really? You know who else did that? Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton fired his FBI director. So it's not unprecedented. Russian ties, Russian ties. Oh, boy, who did that? Hillary Clinton. The reset button, the turning over of plutonium, uranium to the Russians. They did it before. You know, I can see Bill sitting there, like, reading all this stuff. Hey, Hillary, look at this. They say Donald Trump is a sexual deviant. I got that one. That was me. Let's see, criminal corruption. Oh, that's you and me. We both did that. What else do we got here? Russian ties. Well, you're good at that one. You got, and then I get a lot for speech when I've spoken. They have everything tied up. They've done it all. Whatever you could accuse Donald Trump of doing with zero evidence, the Clintons have done it with a propensity of evidence and escaped unscathed. No special prosecutor. There should have been a special prosecutor with Hillary, with her server and the emails and forwarding to Huma and then Anthony Weiner. Why wasn't that looked at by a special prosecutor? When Lynch and Clinton met on the runway during an active investigation against Hillary Clinton and about those emails. Why wasn't there a special prosecutor? Because there was a conflict of interest there. And you couldn't imagine Lynch was going to be impartial when she's having a secretive meeting that was only discovered because someone from the media was there. Where was the special prosecutor there? Where were the calls for treason at that point? We didn't see anything. They're all phonies, liars, and manipulators. The media, the left, and the Democrats, because they are just going to slow down everything Donald Trump wants to do to actually build this country back up to greatness. And we got to sit here and take it. No, we don't. No, we don't. Anthony Cumia in for InfoWars.com. We will be back in a matter of seconds.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. Thank you. I was checking up on the old Obamacare news, this health care thing. Again, Twitter, I can't stay off of it. I don't know why. I should just delete the account. It would make my life so much simpler, but you get dragged right back in. The healthcare issue and Obamacare, as it was called. Have you seen how many carriers are falling out of this thing because they're going broke? It's everything that the Republicans said that would happen is coming to fruition. It's insurance, first of all. Let's get that straight. I had to actually get on Twitter and tell people the Affordable Health Care Act is insurance. That's all it is. Nothing to do with health care. It's paying for health care and how you figure that out and manage that. So I posted something because, of course, one of the big sticky wickets with this whole thing was pre-existing conditions. Now, I'm not a heartless ogre. I don't think anybody is really when it comes to this. They don't want to keep people from getting good health care. But you cannot call insurance if it's if you're paying for pre-existing conditions. It just won't work. And I use the example of a burning house when you're buying homeowners insurance. If your house is on fire, you can't say my house has a pre-existing condition. I'd like to pay one premium for a couple of $100s, and then I would really appreciate if you rebuilt my house because I'm insured now. Now, it's the same thing with health insurance. You can't not get insurance and then go to the company when you're diagnosed with something, pay a premium for even the $1,500, whatever these premiums are up to these days, and then expect the insurance company to dole out hundreds of thousands of dollars to take care of you. It's a social welfare program is what it turns into at that point. It's no longer insurance. Insurance needs people paying in and not taking out. That is like their goal. And even when you buy insurance, you're actually hoping you never need it. You wouldn't hope and go, boy, I've been paying into this insurance policy for 10 years. I really wish I got sick. Oh, I sure hope I get into a car accident. I sure hope my house burns down because I've been paying a lot of money and I want to see some. I want to see something for it. Insurance is the only thing I think you pay into hoping you never see the rewards of it. So in essence, it's almost like a social program. You're paying in. Sick people are taking what is in essence your money from this group of funds and taking care of themselves. That's how it works. And you hope you never need it. But then you put in pre-existing conditions and now you don't have to pay into it. At the last minute, you could pay into it and now take out a hell of a lot of money. Well, these insurance companies are going broke. This wasn't some type of thing you needed to be an economist to figure out. You didn't need to be a genius, a math whiz, an actuary. Everyone knew this simple principle that insurance company needs people to pay in more than they're taking out. And once that stopped, these insurance companies were going broke and backing out of Obamacare. Now, how people have decided they want pre-existing conditions to be paid for, there's a few options on the table. I kind of like the pool of people with pre-existing conditions having to pay in to a separate insurance policy. I think that works well. But if you think some 60-year-old guy with a pre-existing condition should be paying the same amount of money as a 20-year-old, that's the picture of health, you're out of your mind. I have, with my car insurance, I have a pre-existing condition. I love to drive fast. I have so many speeding tickets, and my insurance bill reflects my pre-existing condition that I like to drive fast. Should I have to pay, or should a woman, let's say a woman that drives a Prius, never had an accident or a ticket, should she have to pay the same rate I pay? No, it's ridiculous to expect that. So people that are bitching about this are, again, being emotional and unrealistic about the whole thing. And most people don't even know what Trump's administration's new healthcare legislation is, yet they're just lambasting it because he's Trump and you got to just bash Trump. That's what you do if you're on the left or you're a Democrat. You just got to get in there and bash Trump. I don't have the answers. What am I? I'm a talk show host. I don't have the answers, but I know what insurance is. And I know what it isn't. And I know how they make money and how they won't make money. And that's pretty much all you have to know that Obamacare was going to be a bust the second it was signed before anyone read it. Remember that? Well, we have to sign it before we read it. What are you, crazy? Who is that, Nancy Pelosi? Another maniac. You see her talk? Her eyes are spinning like when a cartoon character is trying to hypnotize you. She's a maniac. In other things that annoyed me today, Betsy DeVos, of course, she is the Secretary of Education appointed by Donald Trump. She was speaking, delivering the commencement address at Bethune-Cookman University, a historically black college in Florida, on Wednesday. And she was booed. She accepts this honor of giving the commencement address, goes up there. Here's a woman who's dedicating her life to public service and education. And she is crapped on by the graduating class. And I believe race has a huge part in this. I don't think if it was a black woman that was picked as Secretary of Education, I don't believe they would have acted like this. But more so, it's Trump, one of Trump's appointments. So regardless of what this woman wants to do to improve education in this country, they will boo her. These are supposedly educated, college-educated students here. I like the fact that one of the administrators behind her, I believe it was even, was it the president of the school? He got up there and said, hey, if you keep this up, we'll be mailing you your diplomas. You could have no celebration, no graduation.
No graduation.
And you're going home and you'll get your diploma in the mail. But this is the kind of thing that we see in colleges. Colleges are just a bastion of liberal muck. I've never seen since maybe the 60s, and I wasn't alive around then, but I remember seeing some stuff on the news afterwards. And even later in the 60s, when I was a little tater tot, little kid, I remember watching the news and hearing my dad bitching about the hippies all the time. Ah, the hippies. What are they doing? The hippies. And in hindsight, you know, it seemed like even if you didn't agree with them, they were trying to do something. They were trying to end a war. And they seemed to have some kind of focus. And in order to really demonstrate and be passionate about demonstrating back then, you had to show up. You really had to make a commitment to leave your house, go to another city, and do something. What we have now are hashtag warriors and slacktivists and people that change their passions on a hourly basis about what they feel is important for them to get involved in. And by involved, it's literally just Instagramming something or tweeting something. There's no real work behind it. So nowadays on college campuses, you have what amounts to infringement on freedom of speech. That's what's going on. There's no other way to put it. When the likes of Ann Coulter wants to speak at Berkeley, she is denied. And they say there's safety issues. Well, you have a police department. The college has its own police department. Figure it out. Why can't someone speak giving a dissenting viewpoint of the majority of the students there? She was invited by Republicans, students that wanted to hear her speak. And the left and the Antifa and the liberals on campus decided for you what you should or shouldn't hear. That's what they said. Ann Coulter, no, we're going to decide that you shouldn't hear what she has to say. Is that okay? And then you say, well, that doesn't really go well with the whole notion of our First Amendment right, freedom of speech, freedom of expression. And they say, yeah, no, that's not freedom of speech because it's hate speech. They get to label whatever they deem hate speech as hate speech and then get to say you can't hear it because they have determined that. It is the definition of fascism, and we see it happening all over on college campuses. There are courses about white privilege and against conservatives. Every conservative to a liberal student is a Nazi. And we see what's happening down south with Confederate monuments. That's another big issue right now. Do you really think taking down a monument to Robert E. Lee is going to stop anything, any violence? It's going to change people's opinions about things. It's going to make us get along better. Or is it just a way to reconstruct history with somebody else's point of view? I saw on Twitter quite a few posts about, well, we don't need statues to revere these horrible, traitorous people that fought in the Civil War against the United States. If you want to learn about them, there are museums for that, or movies and documentaries and stuff. Well, I really don't want to see someone else's opinion of those people and that time and that war and history. I want to be able to look, perhaps be inspired to do my own research and look at who these people were, what they did. And it would encourage you to read more and use your own mind to make your own opinions on history. Not be shoved into a museum with someone else's dialogue. New Orleans removes Confederate President Jefferson Davis statue. Why? What will this do in New Orleans? New Orleans is rivaling Chicago for the amount of gun deaths. And do you really think taking Jefferson Davis statue down is going to do anything to improve anyone's life down there? Or is it purely a political move to, again, put in this revisionist history that we see? I have opinions about every war. I have opinions about every war. I do my research. I read a lot. And from what I gather on the Civil War, regardless of what you feel, if they were monsters on the South, if they were soldiers just fighting, they were men who felt passionate about defending their brethren. They took to a field of battle with other people and fought for something they believed in. Why should you take a bulldozer to that? Shouldn't you leave that there so that you can be inspired to learn more about it on your own? Instead of now just an empty space to walk over like it never happened. I see a lot of what ISIS is doing in the Middle East, tearing down Christianity and churches and monuments that aren't Islamic. What's the difference? Oh, they're using sledgehammers. We have some heavy machinery. I don't see the difference, though. If you try to cover up your own history, it's never good. It always starts repeating itself. I think having these monuments there is needed. It absolutely is. I don't think it's a good idea. And it's been turned into a very political issue, a racial issue, even a financial issue, because I hear the guy that's opening up this slavery museum wants to take these monuments and display them in the museum. And we have a mayor who is making money off of this. Like, isn't that crazy and corrupt? And if it's put in a museum that is owned by somebody that has his own ideology about things, isn't it going to be presented in that way as something evil or something good? If it's something else, or so, you're not going to be able to cultivate your own opinion because of the way things are presented. Same thing as with the fake news. They absolutely drill things in people's heads, and you read it on social media constantly. people that believe something happened when it never happened because it was bashed into their head ad nauseum. And when you try to debate it with fact, they say you don't know what you're talking about. I don't like that. I like being able to make our own decisions, look at the world, good or bad. Don't cover it up. I like looking at some of the disgraces that we've had as a nation, perhaps, and making our own assumptions about it. There's no reason to cover it up. Again, purely political. Won't do anything. And that's pretty much where I stand on that one. And quickly, before we take a break, I want to get into this security guard, ex-security guard in Boston, who murdered two doctors in their townhouse, slit their throats. And this guy had been in trouble before. A judge went a little lenient on this guy. He was an immigrant, a legal immigrant. He came over here, I guess, got through the process and murdered two doctors, just people contributing to society, murders them. And it never should have happened because we have judges that are criminal, that are criminal. We'll be back with that story in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia in for InfoWars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt sleep. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix is now back in stock and 15% off for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. The affordable and great-tasting Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. And for a limited time, we're giving it to you at 15% off on every bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsLife.com. While supplies last, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin products. The best part is the ingredient is in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standards. Just some of the ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion include vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid, calcium, and a whole bunch more. It's great stuff. Visit InfoWars.com and get your bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion today before we sell out again of this limited run. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin to Benjamin. Vitamins, meat, minerals, and vegetables. I'm your Vitamin to Benjamin girl. That was I Love Lucy. Might remember. Classic. It's a classic. Everyone loves Lucy. Well, it turns out this ex-security guard charged with murder of two Boston doctors was could have been deported. He had robbed two banks. He robbed the same bank twice, I think. That's always a sign of a brain surgeon. He's Bampamin. Is his name Bampamin Teixeira? 30, charged with two counts of murder. He slit the two doctors' throats. I bet those doctors wish they had a gun at the time. Boy, every time you hear about people saying, guns are terrible, I bet when you're in that position, you're like, damn, I want a gun real bad. It's the one thing I want right now is a gun. Well, this guy murdered them, and it turns out he'd been in trouble with the law before. When he robbed he had two bank robberies. The judge, who he was before, took into account that if he had been charged with that second bank robbery and given time, more time than I believe a year, he would have been deported, and we'd have been shut of this guy. But the judge gave him just under what it would have taken to deport him. Why? What is the upside? This is my argument when I talk about illegal immigration, too, and all the people that wanted sanctuary cities. What is the upside to this country to allow people to come here that are murderers and rapists? I don't see it. And if one is here, why don't we try real hard to get him out? And if he's handed to the judicial system, why would you try to not get him out of the country? I don't understand this. Again, a liberal mental illness. This judge could have gotten rid of a guy that ended up murdering two amazingly productive members of society at the least, and at the most, family and friends of people. Who dedicated their lives to medicine and helping people. And that was snuffed out because a judge felt it was within her power to keep a criminal here in this country when he could have been excised. Thank you for watching. It's InfoWars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia from CutDownMedia.com. We'll see you next time.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.